on the hotline. I hope it is who I think it is. I'm going to start off with Dink 2 to Dink 1. Over.
Dink 1, confirmed. Dink 1 here. Roger.
That's how our conversations go. Whenever we text or anything like that, it's Dink 2, over and out. And the only thing we don't do is...
That's because you guys got in trouble because you had a dink light.
The squelch.
Like the bad light.
Yeah, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes Kretz won't say Dink 1, over and out. He might just say Dink out, yeah. And that's bad.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Marley is out.
Morning.
How are you?
Hey, going back to that conversation, I'm with Roadkill. I don't want my kids to be better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we go skiing all the time. They talk a lot of smack, and I just keep going. I keep hammer down,
I don't.
Hey, big shout out this morning, folks. If you're listening, obviously you are. It's Lend a Helping Can.
That's right.
And we got to feed the people of New Hampshire, so let's get this thing going. And a big thanks to our friends at Merchants Auto for putting this together.
Look at this.
Yeah. Did you send him this?
No.
Yeah, great. Listen, I want to hit the post.
That's radio
Uncle
talk.
Bobby has sent some stuff over.
Let me just tell you
Greg was just wearing a hat.
So you wear your Bob hat.
Look at that.
Your Bob Marley.
Oh, my God.
Marley.
Now, listen. Yeah.
Up to camp?
You can't see the items, but maybe they'll be up on the line.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
You've got the highly coveted, hard-to-come-by Dink hat.
Yeah, it's true. Which,
yep. Those awesome. Are classics in any country.
Mm-hmm.
Dink.
There's CDs and DVDs in there. I think there's like four or something.
Yeah.
You got the Up to Camp t-shirt.
Yep.
Up to Camp hat.
Yeah.
The woolly hat.
Up to Camp bomber hat.
Bomber hat. That's it.
Do you know what Bob's doing right now? Announcing to the listeners what we have so we don't take any of it.
Yeah. That's exactly right. If any Dink hats go missing, we'll know. Hey, one thing that's not in there that I want to add into the auction
right. Is
a 4-pack of tickets to my New Year's Eve show in Portland, Maine.
Wow.
At Merrill Auditorium. That's going to be, obviously, on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. at Merrill Auditorium in Portland, Maine.
That's awesome.
Right downtown Portland. It's a 4-pack of tickets. And so,
I love
Bob. How do you spell Merrill?
I know.
Laura's writing this down right now.
Bob is speaking to us like he's talking to his grandfather. That's a 4-pack of tickets and Portland in Portland.
In Portland,
yeah.
Take 95
to 295. Do you want green jello or red jello?
Do you like whipped cream?
Yeah. Mom said she's not coming to visit anymore. She's got a boyfriend in Florida.
Hey, Marley, we never talked. Bob was in studio with us. All right, so wait a second. I got to do one thing at a time.
We're
going to do the Bob Marley package.
It's
coming up.
Yes.
It's coming up. Not yet. But Bob is going to add 4 tickets to the Merrill Auditorium New Year's Eve show. Legendary show.
And you'll get a Dink hat and you'll get your upper camp and all that stuff.
Don't do that yet. We'll establish that. Give Laura a little bit of time. But Bob,
thanks.
We never asked you what you do for Thanksgiving with your family.
Oh, what I do? Oh, it's wonderful.
What do you do?
Oh, it's magical over here. My wife gets it all geared up, and she goes, I'm going to go to Whole Foods and get a thyme, basil, you know, cranberry, oregano stuffing. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. My sister found a dog treat in her bra 2 weeks ago.
Right, you told us
that. I think you're dealing with a stovetop crowd over here.
I love stovetop.
We're gearing it up. We'll have everybody over here. And, you know, my wife was complaining because I had to go to Rhode Island this week. I had 2 shows I didn't even know about, Monday and Tuesday. My pimp didn't even tell me.
Oh, God.
So I go down there, and I'm just sitting there. I'm supposed to be blowing leaves and doing all this stuff at the house, but I'm sitting there, and you know what I did? I got sucked into Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched Ozark. Have you seen it?
I love Ozark. Jason
Dude,
Bateman?
Oh, my God. I binged. I watched one episode. 4 days later, I'm locked in the hotel room down in Providence somewhere on the edge of town. Yeah. They're knocking on the door. Housekeeping. I'm just realizing that sounds like the pretzel guy, too.
My favorite voice. I love it.
Oh, and your wife sounds like your mother,
Ozark,
by the way.
Ozark is good. Check that out.
It
and
is.
The other thing is we did the big show in Concord last Saturday night, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun. And they had a wedding at the hotel I was staying at over in Concord.
Yeah.
You ever been to that? You ever seen that situation?
Only once.
Oh, my God. The wheels come off those wagons fast. I left for my show at 5 p.m. The wedding party's in the lobby. Everybody's dressed up to the hilt, shiny, asking questions. You know, how is Joseph doing with his oboe lessons? I came back from my show at 1 a.m. There was two guys passed out in the lobby with no pants on.
No.
A woman's high-heeled shoe in the hallway with a fifth of Jack next to it. The groom's mother was making out with an usher, and there was a chihuahua in the elevator with lipstick on. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Concord, New Hampshire's finest.
That's
right
just
there.
A Saturday night in Concord.
After the Marley show.
Well, oh, yeah, dude.
Listen. I got to say, listen, I know because you were here just a couple weeks ago. We always love having you on. But I love that, you know, you help us out with this and you do it, you know, just because you want to. But you're one of those guys. And I was just talking with Gary Hoey, who's in the studio. And, you know, you get to a point in life and you're like the same. You don't want to work with jerks. And like attracts likes. And you're one of the nice guys. So we want to say thank you to you,
buddy.
Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys are doing a great thing. This is good every year, man. Crank up the cans. Crank up the food. Help people out. And mm-hmm. it's a great time of year to do that. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, man, good work.
All right.
Good work, Lepas.
Well, listen, good work with you with the Dink Hat and all that yep. stuff that you sent.
Dude, highly coveted. Hard to come by.
Yeah, there. Hard to come by unless you go to BobMarley.com and you order one of them some bitches.
Yeah, or you know. If you're in the front row of a show and you get hit with one when I chuck them out.
There you go. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
all right,
it, man.
Be wicked, guys. Have a good turkey day. Take care.
There you go. Bob Marley, everybody.
Love you, Bob.
He's a good dude.